Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad. It is a wonderful holiday season, and what a joy it really is to be able to broadcast today and to have such a spectacular guest in the studio alongside me. I want to quickly, before introducing this lovely lady, give a special thank you to the over 80 locations throughout the Treasure Coast that participated in the 7th annual holiday food drive. Compliments of White Glove Moving and Storage. Movers with big hearts, happy to help with all the heavy lifting. Collaboratively, we exceeded our goal by 3 times the amount that we had anticipated. And that is so important, especially when kids are out of school and families are struggling to put together that holiday feast and feed the kids for those 2 weeks when there are no reduced lunches or breakfast for them. So thank you again. 80 businesses throughout the 4-county area stepped up. And because of that, and that generosity, we were able to make a big impact on a number of families. And I tell you what, the White Glove Movers were so happy to help. I mean, they just get excited about this each and every year. So it's a real honor. And the next one will take place again in the summertime. So really fun. Mm. Now, talking about good deeds, perhaps one of the biggest mentors in my professional life is sitting alongside us here today. Sasha Zebrick of Sasha Speaks Workshops. Welcome.
Oh, do you know that this is one of the highlights of my Christmas day?
Aw, that fills my heart with joy.
Anna, I've known you since you were 21, 22-ish, so this is such a pleasure.
Indeed. In fact, having utilized your lessons, your audio, your workshops throughout the years, I have been told time and time again what an incredible speaker I am and able to capture the attention of audiences no matter the size. And I attribute all of that to the early lessons, which, if I'm not mistaken, it actually dates back to 19. But I like that you gave me a few years of additional. Like, why not?
Well, Anna, in our luncheons and other places, I just hear, if I can only be like Anna.
Oh. And they can be.
And they can. They have to decide.
You're absolutely right.
And make investments in themselves. Time, dollars, of course. And then rehearse, practice, and get polished. Get a coach. Get somebody to help you shave off what's not working.
That's okay. So let's talk about that a little bit, because you have provided some bite-size offerings for both men and women throughout the community to help them fine-tune their skills. And in doing so, you've segmented each of these workshops accordingly. So I would like to start off by highlighting this Christmas day. What are some of the most popular workshops you produce? And why? Because going into the new year, I know a lot of our listeners are thinking, I want to make that change. That could be a resolution of theirs.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The most popular across the country, and even in Australia and Europe, is introduce yourself in Technicolor. How do you tell people anything that you do that gets them to say 3 words?
Tell me more.
My mother would always say that. Tell me more. And it filled me with delight that she was curious. So if you're networking and own a business, or if you're networking and have any position in the company, you want to be able to express what you do succinctly. I call it not boring black and white. Don't sound like everybody who does what you do. Every marketing director, every lawyer, every CEO. No, separate yourself and create a little brand. And it comes with language. It comes with props you may use. It comes with the way you use your body. Why is this important? It's the foundation of getting out there to network. You have to be able to and want to be able to say succinctly, creatively, and memorably. You want people to walk away saying, I know what she does.
Right.
I've heard people introduce themselves and I don't know what they do. Do, meaning concentrating on the verb, not the title.
Right. And so often people lead with the title when, in fact, that does little to explain what the value of the business is.
That's right. You have to really figure out what problem you solve.
Aha. Uh-huh. So could you give an example with our listenership? I know I happen to have Introduce Yourself in Technicolor on audio, and every few months I just pop it back in for some refreshers, because even someone versed and out in the public on a daily basis could always benefit from a little refresher. And there's some great examples in that audio.
Well, I'm going to start with something, and it's not what you're asking, but if you're retired, never tell people when you answer the question, so what do? Don't say I'm retired. That sounds like the most important thing in your life is behind you. Say I make the best apple pudding anybody ever made, or whatever you're involved in, volunteer.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
Create ways to say, tell me more. Okay, so here's one. And I started this. You and I are proponents, Anna, of alliteration.
I love alliteration.
We like the same letter of the word. So instead of telling, when I decide that I'm talking to a potential CEO or an HR person, they say, what do? I say, I help teams click more, clash less.
Aha.
Simple. And they say, tell me more, instead of saying, I teach customer service. There's no problem solved there. But if I help teams click more, clash less. Last week, I used yours, the three H's.
Oh.
Helpful, handy, and handsome men. One of my neighbors was having an issue, and I needed somebody to carry something out, and I couldn't do it. So I went outside. Two fellows are working on painting, and I said, gentlemen, I am looking for two helpful, handy, and handsome men. You got them. They said,
conveniently, here we are, Sasha.
So alliteration. So another example is, I had a client who says, I'm an organizational consultant. I say, what means this? Where's the solving of the problem? And so after discussing it and using alliteration, she says, I help people win the war on clutter, office, home, car, garage.
Wow.
And you heard Patty.
Night and day.
You heard Patty Murray the other day do Rosanna Donna.
She was a hoot at the luncheon.
She roared the room. Everybody clapped. And she was risk-taking. And she said to me, I never could have done that 6 weeks ago.
And so she has, in fact, been through one of the workshops.
Yes. Well, the small ones. See, I do Technicolor now. I used to do big groups, and sometimes that's effective. And I do it with conventions. And so they have a takeaway. But now I really concentrate on 3 to 5 people. Why? Because it's highly creative. I teach the 5 lessons of creativity, take them through all the steps, and I give them a lot of one-on-one personal attention. And then I have them stand up and rehearse, and back and forth and rehearse. So I give them 3 structures.
Ah.
And I call them, it's like mixing clothing. You know, here's a top, here's a bottom, mix them together. Because you're not going to talk the same way at a backyard barbecue, necessarily, that you would at a formal networking group or in church.
Yes.
Or in church. So I have them quiet down, have them adapt to wherever they are.
So let's talk about the workshops as far as their structure, because this is something that's relatively newer in your offerings, where someone doesn't have to necessarily invest and do this one-on-one coaching in the extent that, of course, it's still always an offer. However, for folks that are busy or looking to just kind of dip their toe in the water, these workshops are a great option. A, really affordable. B, more flexible for the busy professional. So how is it structured? How many hours does one commit? When is an upcoming workshop available?
I will answer it this way. I funnel people into what I do. If they don't have time for a workshop of 3 hours, all workshops are 3 hours.
Okay.
Very few are the 90-minute ones that you and Caleb came to. So most of them are 3 hours. And that investment of time, and it's usually in the morning, I know who my customer is. My customer usually are self-employed people.
Uh-huh.
I would say 94% out of 100 are self-employed. Why? Because they invest in themselves. 2, they have the time. They make the time. And a lot of people can't get off from 9 to 12.
Sure.
So most are 3 hours. And in the Technicolor workshop, you go through agony of creativity for the first 2. And I tell everybody by 11 o'clock, having started, you'll start to see the epiphany of what you're doing. And I believe in creativity. And I tell them, you all are. Some of you might not believe in yourselves right now. I will help you find that in here.
Ah, so we can all possess it. We can all...
I believe it. I think that we're born of the Creator, and the Creator says creativity exists everywhere. Things grow all the time. You want to trust that. You want to say, yes, I can. Instead of saying, like, you know, when people say, I can't remember names, change it. I'm working on remembering names. And if you say, I can't, your brain believes you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And if you say, I'm not creative, your brain believes you. So we are creative. And too many people narrow creativity down to the arts. You know, I'm a dancer, a singer, or a baker, No, it's just a different way of looking at things. And so observe people. I, as you might remember, I have a lot of siblings.
Yes.
A lot of siblings, like 10. lots of girls.
Your own workforce. Family.
We always had cheerleaders and the team. And I watched how different ones around our mahogany table got attention and who said what. And why is this woman, one of my sisters, very funny? Why do we pay attention and why do we ignore this other person? And so I watched how their creative natures went and I started observing how they would do things. And one of them entered the airlines. Now, back then in the 60s, the airlines was a
very prestigious indeed.
Very. And you had to be almost an RN because you had to take care of sick people on the flight, etc. So I watched all these brothers and sisters and I learned from them. And I learned some things not to do.
Sure.
Not to do.
I personally love learning from other people's mistakes. It can go a long way. So we do have an upcoming workshop.
This one is the second. I call Technicolor the foundation because you have to know what you do. Next is network the room like a pro. What does a pro do? And that's in January 14th, 3 hours at the Renaissance in Vero. Once you know what you do, how do you move in and out of greeting people? How do you move into a group where somebody else is talking and respectfully move away, go to other groups? How do you not stand on the sides?
Right.
And how do you not be a wallflower? And you can. Shy people are not going to change dramatically. They're going to be what one of my favorite authors says, successfully shy. They're not going to change, but I show them how to be successfully shy. And that's the key to asking questions. They don't ask questions.
Too many times when you go to a structured networking experience, whether it be through a local chamber or another organization, you see where folks fall into a conversation with someone and find it difficult to get out of it or just find safety in that conversation that then they don't engage with others. So this workshop, once someone understands the creative aspect of what they do and what their business offers, this is an excellent next step so that they can really maximize those networking opportunities.
And following the scenario you just described, how do you leave a group when you really have said what you want to say and move on after 3 to 5 minutes? You say, using their name, Anna, you just taught me something really interesting. And you say it. And you say, thank you. I'm sure you want to meet other people.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Just that simple.
Use their name, get their attention, look them in the face, compliment them on something. That means you have to be a good listener and recognize what they taught is a big word. So you might change that verb to, you gave me something to think about.
Certainly.
You made me laugh, Anna. Thank you very, whatever it is, the specificity makes you memorable.
That it does. That it does indeed. We are going to go on a quick break, and before we do, I want to just give a shout out to Blue Star. If you haven't had an opportunity to secure a venue or an event for New Year's Eve, the Blue Star in downtown Vero is a special treat. The Women's Premier Network luncheon, which is always the second Friday of each month, and more times than not, Sasha is in attendance and has been a featured speaker.
I've never missed one.
Oh, how delightful. Including the mixers, which we've hosted
the mixers
at the Blue Star.
Star.
Which is, it's just so cozy and romantic, and she's going to put on a special menu, champagne toast and more. So if you are looking for some fun on New Year's Eve, consider the Blue Star on that date. Go ahead and make your reservation early, highly encouraged. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the ultimate takeaways, as well as some fun Christmas traditions with the beautiful Sasha Zeebrick. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back. A riveting Christmas edition of the Vero Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Amanda Valencia Tillery, thanks for tuning in. Special shout out to Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza. If you are looking to have just that extra sparkle, that extra bit of pizzazz as we go into the new year, walk-ins welcome. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week. You will not be disappointed. The Hair Studio of Vero. Get your appointment for some fabulous hair. Melissa has the most affordable salon in all of Vero Beach, and she makes me look amazing. Queen Bee's Fresh Produce. You know, she's got all sorts of fun items in there, specialty items from spreads and jams and sauces to just that fresh produce that you need each and every week. Visit her. Mention the show. She will hook you up. And, of course, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. It's a complimentary consultation to get you into the home of your dreams. Get out of the rent rat race. Own your home. Put your dish wherever you wish. Paint whatever color you want. It's excellent. In the studio with me is my dear friend, Sasha Zebrick of Sasha Speaks. She is an author, a world-renowned speaker, a coach, and presently offering up some really amazing workshops for folks to be able to fine-tune their skills. And in doing so, I have a question for you, Sasha.
Yes.
What is your most intriguing workshop that you have the opportunity to teach?
Do you know what, Anna? You were part of it maybe 5.5 years ago.
Okay.
22 years ago, my stepfather died, and I watched my siblings, 8 girls, we have 11 of us, respond to his death differently. And I said, their communication is so different. So I started studying, and I call this workshop now, How to Speak Your Customer's Language. We have 4 major communication styles, and each one of us usually has a dominant one.
Certainly.
We have a dominant one, and we're doing that when we're most relaxed, most relaxed. The person who can adapt from one to the other is the most successful. Get example. One of my pastors in Vero is a driver. That's a driver personality. I know that this kind of communicator, see, it's not only how words come out of our mouths that we communicate, it's how our brain takes in information. That's important to understanding our style. So I know that this driver likes headlines, bullet points, bottom line. So when I go in with him, I say, Father Murphy, in the next 8 minutes, this is what I'm going to achieve. And he's very grateful. On the other hand, now here's the analytic. The analytic likes details. They have to know how everything works. So if you say to if the analytic says, how are we going to do this? You say in 5 ways. Give them numbers. Make sure you don't leave anything out. So why is that intriguing? It's because I watch people in the audience. I watch people find real answers to relationships. One woman said to me, because of this workshop, understanding where I am and where my 13-year-old son is, I could speak to him better. I could care for him. I could motivate him. I can do things that I didn't understand why. The way I was speaking was not making sense to him.
Ah, yes.
And she said that changed. Matter of fact, she's studying it now. So I have studied the DISC system and qualified to teach communication style. Remember, Anna, we have 4 major communication styles. Those of us who can adapt to the person we're talking to is the most successful. So I would change or put in the word how well do you speak your customer's language? Take out customer. How well do you speak your children's language? Your girlfriend, your spouse, whomever you're speaking to.
Now, because you have different offerings for workshops and times and packages, what is a good platform for our listeners to go to as they embark upon the new year, a new decade, and say, I want this for myself?
It really is my Facebook page. Sasha Speaks in Facebook, because everything is there.
Wonderful.
You can go for the lots of details on my website, sashaspeaks.com, but the dates and the time and the place, I do a lot in my home. I do the small workshop in my home. And Renaissance has been wonderful. The Renaissance Senior Living Center.
They are great. They participated in the food drive too. They're wonderful.
The food drive's important to me because my family was a recipient of this. My father died when I was 10 and left my mother with all these children, 2 sets of twins. So we were recipients for a lot of years. So this is very important to me.
Well, I want our listeners, and we only have about a minute left. So I want our listeners, Sasha Speaks on Facebook, sashaspeaks.com. Utilize those platforms so you can find out more information. It is Christmas.
Yes.
I know that you are deeply passionate about the Holy Father, the Maker. What are some of your favorite, quickly, Christmas traditions that you could share with our listeners,
2 things,
darling?
2. We have a lot of girls and guys, and my mother was a singer, so we, the Doran family, were the Christmas choristers. We would go to the city of Pittsburgh, stand in front of the Oliver Building, and sing, and I was the one who was collecting the money. So I think that's why I'm a speaker today. I had to do all the talking, even as a 7-year-old. If you were old enough to stand up, you had to go sing for 3-4 weeks before Christmas. So that's a tradition for 25 years.
Love.
The second is I do 3 Kings party. The 3 Kings are the one who acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, that indeed Jesus Christ was a king. And so I celebrate that. And you were part of it.
I love that tradition.
With Michael. You all bring a gift and you bring your talent and you do what, and you opened wine without touching.
Yes, I taught the proper way in which to open a wine bottle. It's a skill
different.
I have.
It's so good. Somebody mentioned it last night who was at the party. I'm trying to think that. So Anna, thank you for this experience of Christmas Day.
Sasha, my sincere pleasure. Please figure out a time in your schedule, ladies and gentlemen, to visit her platform. Sasha, I love you. Merry Christmas. Until next week, folks. Cheers.